Here I am pleading at your door. Send me your mercy, send me your peace, or I am lost for sure.
Hadith of the day.
Here I am yearning for your cure. This humble servant will be diverted from you no more, no more, no more.
You're listening to the program Hadith of the Day with Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha on IRIB English Radio.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Welcome to our program Hadith of the Day here at IRIB English Radio. Today on Hadith of the Day, we're going to be looking at a very beautiful and noble hadith which has been transmitted from the Holy Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This hadith is about hospitality, the virtue of hospitality. The Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, "He who has faith in Allah and the last day must honor his guest." Honoring the guest is one of the signs of the faith in God. And also the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, "The guest arrives bringing his own sustenance." You know, this is a saying which is common amongst Muslims that, you know, a lot of times, in a family, you know, a wife might want to call somebody to the house, to as a guest, and, you know, the husband might object. You know, the wife, sometimes the Muslim wife says, "Don't worry about the money, you know, Allah, the guest brings his own sustenance with him." Right, so this has a basis in the hadith itself. The Prophet Muhammad here, he says, "Al-dhayfu yanzilu bi-rizqih." The guest arrives bringing his own sustenance and leaves taking away the sins of his hosts. Sometimes it's often mentioned, you know, it's common, Muslims often say that, you know, the guest, he comes, you know, bringing his sustenance, and when he leaves, he takes away the calamities from the household, right? So this could be a kind of a reference to, you know, this hadith here. Also, the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, "Sustenance comes to those who feed others faster than a knife can cut through flesh." These are one of those things that, you know, the intellect and reason doesn't really have the ability to understand. You know, we're of the belief that religious propositions, none of them are contrary to reason, right? And nevertheless, it doesn't mean that reason has the ability to independently understand all of the propositions which are mentioned in religion, right? No, it's definitely reason, it doesn't go against them. A lot of times, reason doesn't have the ability to kind of understand it. Right? This is one of those places. Reason says that at most, you know, if you invite a person to your house as a guest, right? You know, you're using the money, you know, and it's getting used up. So don't do it, right? But here, this is one of those places where reason says, no, if you invite a guest to your house and, you know, you feed him, your sustenance will increase, right? Something similar also, as you know, similar things have been mentioned regarding charity. In a very beautiful hadith, the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam also said, "Any house which is not visited by guests is not visited by angels." Kullu baytin la yadkhulu fihi adh-dhayf la tadkhuluhu al-mala'ika. Angels don't come to the house to which guests do not come. And finally, Imam Ali alayhi salam said, "He who has been granted wealth by Allah must use it to maintain relations with his kin and to entertain guests." Thank you for joining us here on Hadith of the Day. We were looking at the virtue of hospitality in the words of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Until next time, wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha for the program Hadith of the Day on IRIB English Radio.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد